అండ్ గుడ్ విషెస్ టు ఆల్ ది బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్ హూ ఆర్ రిలేటింగ్ టు దిస్ ప్రోగ్రామ్. వీఆర్ కంటిన్యూయింగ్ ది మిడిల్ లైఫ్ టీచింగ్ వైల్ దిస్ ఈవినింగ్ అండ్ టుమారో దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ గురు పూజ ఇన్ ఎ సెంటర్ కాల్ శ్రీకాకుళం విచ్ ఈజ్ 100 kilometers నార్త్ టు విశాఖపట్నం. ఇట్ ఈజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఓల్డెస్ట్ సెంటర్స్ వేర్ దెర్ ఆర్ అబౌట్ 300 aspirants that relate to Master CVV Yoga and also to the teachings that have come from Master EK and later from me. Actually, there is a cyclone that was warned for this evening and tomorrow. And the elements have been kind enough that the cyclone is warded off. The Guru Pujas that are to be celebrated in Srikakulam are commenced on schedule. They did their Ganapati Puja and joined us for the prayers and are now part of the teachings that I give. Some of them follow the Mirror Life teachings, but predominantly it's a Telugu speaking community. To them I go every year in the first week of December. That center is also more than 40 years old. They have a school, they have two schools, they have dispensary, they do every conceivable service activity, they study the wisdom and carry out the rituals. So all our Western Brotherhood may join me in wishing them a great progress on the path of Master CVV Yoga and join the hierarchy in due course of time according to one's own aspiration. It is only the fire of aspiration that keeps us moving forward, and we are all working towards that. I heartily welcome the Brotherhood of Srikakulam into this program, whom I address this evening in English and tomorrow evening in Telugu. This is my effort and endeavor to make sure that our brothers from the West and brothers from the East are all included into an ongoing program. Let us see how best it works out. I have been speaking to the Srikakulam Brotherhood many times about the importance of Margashirsha, that is the month of Sagittarius, whose lord is Anshuman. Anshuman Aditya, the rays of sun that we receive in Sagittarius have a special impact on us to supplement our aspiration. Sagittarius is an aspirational sign. Anshuman supplies the related rays, which are golden. Last week I have already informed certain important dimensions of Anshuman Aditya. In continuation to that, I wish to speak today certain other dimensions regarding Anshuman. The the ficus tree that we speak of in tropicals, it belongs to Anshuman energy. It is called Ashwatha in Sanskrit. It is referred to in the 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The tree absorbs the rays of the Sagittarius sun and transmits those rays whenever there is the wind around. That's why ficus tree is seen as a sacred tree that distributes energies that will cause elevation to the beings. Elevation to the beings can be given by certain trees, among which ficus is one. Buddha is also said to have got enlightened under a ficus tree. Krishna speaks of ficus tree. And there are seers who meditate upon the Lord under a ficus tree. They take the fallen leaves of the tree as food. They soak the roots of the tree in water and then drink that water. They eat the secret ficus fruits. They take bath by the stream where the impact of the ficus is there. They relate to ficus and then conduct their meditations. One is for self-realization, also another which is for realization of all branches of wisdom. Normally for an aspirant, self-realization is taken as the most important objective. On the way to self-realization, there is also realization of various branches of wisdom. This ficus, I know, is not available in all parts of the globe. It grows in tropics. So those who are in tropics are benefited by its presence. Even Lord Maitreya prefers to sit under a ficus tree. He took dictations from his teacher, Parashara, under a ficus tree for 50 years. Parashara, the then world teacher, he dictated Vishnu Purana for 50 years under a ficus tree near the cave Shravasti, and it is believed that this ficus tree is still very active, and the Lord himself during the dawn hours stands under the tree, receives the energies of the dawn and distributes them to the globe as his contribution to the energies of the planet. So the speakers is mostly related to the energies of Sagittarius, because it carries such enthusiastic energies as a horse. Ashva means horse also. So in us, the life principle gets stimulated, the awareness principle gets stimulated when we relate to the golden rays of the sun during the morning hours in the month of Sagittarius. And these golden hour rays are called the rays of Amshuman. This is one dimension. Another dimension which I would like to inform, that those who follow the path of aspiration, they would do well in this month to adapt to food relating to wheat, wheat grains, wheat products, like all that we eat, all wheat-based food. And also, attention is paid towards milk and honey. This is also a great contribution to the bodily energy from which the aspiration is drawn. Because the aspiration is drawn from Muladhara as fire in us. And that fire in Muladhara belongs to Sagittarius. It's Sagittarius fire which transforms into the light in Leo when we contemplate upon the heart center. At the heart center, we relate to the golden light, and that golden light is but the product of the golden rays that are generated from the aspiration and the practices relating to pranayama that you carry out. It leads you to find the respirational activity in the heart center. That's where the power of fire transforms into the flame of light. The frictional fire in us transforms into a flame that is attractive and leads us into the heart lotus. But then the heart lotus has many other dimensions. We all know that the heart is called anahata, isn't it? Anahata. Anahata means the sound that is produced without the contact of two objects. Ahata means a sound that is produced like this. Anahata means there is a sound which is produced without the contact of two objects. Even in the vocal cords, it is the two vocal cords that transform the silence into sound. But the sound of anahata is a sound arising from soundlessness, from silence to sound, from silence to sound, and from sound to silence, there is a transformation in the heart lotus. That's where the heart lotus has to be carefully contemplated upon. The light that is supplied by the heart lotus is one dimension. It is the fire aspect. The heart lotus itself has four layers in it. In each layer, there are three petals. Three petals. Four layers and three petals each is 12 petals in the lotus. You should see the lotus in its three-dimensional fashion, but not in its two-dimensional fashion, making the lotus with 12 petals in a two-dimensional manner. It is 3 petals, over that there are 3 petals, over that there are 3 petals, over that there are 3 petals. That's how there is a fourfold existence of the heart lotus with 3 petals at each layer. It is a great wisdom by itself. The fourth layer of the heart lotus relates to air. The lower 3 centers we have, one is for matter, one is for fire, one is for water. In heart lotus, what we have to relate to is not only to the golden light, but also to the voice of silence, which is feebly listened to when you relate to respiration. The respiratory activity is also part of the work of the heart, and it produces a soundless sound. It's not a vocal sound. We have to relate to it, because we have to raise our awareness from material level and from emotional level of waters, and from the mental levels of matter, mental levels of fire, into air, which is nearer to the fifth element, which we call Akasha. Air is nearer to Akasha, the fifth element. Fire is in the middle. Water and matter are down below. These dimensions should also be known for us. The Sagittarius fire ignites not only the fire of flame, which is in Leo, but also gives the impact to the upper layers or upper triangular petals of the heart lotus, where you will be able to feel the resonance of the movement of air in a subtle manner in the heart that produces a sound which is not a sound. That's why it is called a sound coming from silence. That's why it is also called voice of silence. It is only in the beginning, because if you go further out, you get to greater dimensions of silence, and then the impact of this profound soundless sound, which has its own further evolutions, which I will come to. So what is important for us now is that we touch upon that fourth layer of the lotus, where the air is touched. And then your respiratory activity, with which your mind is associated, it slowly finds its association with the activity of air in you. That's where you consciously able to feel the sound soham without any utterance, the inhalation and the exhalation leads you to the soundless sound soham. This sound is the work of air emerging from the rhythms of pranayama, and that is what is to be contacted as the anahata sound in us. Air has a tendency to move up. Fire also has a tendency to move up. Your aspiration enables the upward movement of the combined energy of fire and air, which you are. We are all a combined energy of air and fire, which eventually sets itself in Akasha as the humming sound, as our own consciousness, as we are. We tend to realize that we are the space within, while there is space outside. Towards that end, the work is done, the chemistry is done in the heart, with the fire and air finding their equation. It's very important. Only yoga can reveal these dimensions. And how does yoga does it? How does yoga do it? You see it when it is happening in you, when you are practicing. The fire is called anal. The air is called anil. Nala, neela, fire and air, they find their agreement in the heart, in the upper regions of the lotus, where fire joins air, air joins fire, and a happy upward movement takes place thereafter. I gave a paper to you so that it would also be helpful, and it is also helpful to me to teach you. That's why some preliminaries are given to you, and certain other things are also said when I am teaching. So fire and air, their combined effect is what we are as our consciousness. And we gradually take this, the upward thrust, which comes basically from Sagittarius, puts fire and air to upward movement. And then this song of Soham, it moves upward, upward. Udvaha, I have explained when I explained to you about the Maruts. Udvaha Marut, it pulls you up. And then you have a beauty of the combined impact of the fire and air in you, finding its rhythm, finding its song, and finding its upward thrust. These are the dimensions that we gain from the by our association with the heart center, where there is the functioning of the heart lotus. The fourth layer of the heart lotus enables a beautiful blend of the fire in you, the air in you, and the descending space in you. The three together give you the sound, because sound comes from Akasha. Sound is the quality of Akasha, and you have the preliminary touch of Akasha when you have the song of Soham heard in you, not that you do it. Your doing stops here. It's all happening thereafter, and you keep listening to it. That's the beauty. The beauty of the work is that there is a part after which you have to do. Thereafter, it happens by itself. Just like until you, when you cook a dish, after a point you have to set it on the fire, thereafter the dish cooks by itself. Or when you are on a journey, only until you take to the flight, you have to make effort. Once you sit in the flight, the journey is done by the flight, not by you. Or when you go by the train, you get into the train, thereafter the journey is done by the train, not by you. Or when you are in an automobile, it is set in auto cruise and it moves. You are not doing much. Thereafter you are an observer. That's why pranayama says that you transform yourself to be an observer to see how fire, air and akasha together, the three of them, are doing the chemistry in you. And that chemistry puts your awareness more and more upwards. Upwards. That's where the practices are very important. And when you go up to the throat center, which is Gemini, from Leo to Gemini, from Sagittarius to Leo is one bridge, and Leo hands you over to Gemini. In Gemini there is a great activity. Not only there is the activity of the speech that we make, the other silent activity is the throat enables inhalation of air from outside into yourself and exhalation of air from inside into outside. This is a great dimension of Gemini. Air is the gateway between the air outside and the air inside. This air outside, when it gets into you, it is like getting the heavenly man into you. The air inside, when you breathe out, it is you who are joining the heavenly man. This dimension should be known. This is the vital dimension of Gemini, that the heavenly man regularly enters into you through your bottleneck here. This is the bottle. You are breathing in. Lord as air enters into you. And when you breathe out, you are trying to join him. So it's an incessant activity of space there in Gemini. Gemini is throat center. Just like Anahata we say heart center, Gemini is said to be Visuddhi. Visuddhi enables meeting of heavenly man or the individual man, the individual space which is in you, and meeting of the individual man with the heavenly man. That is why initiations in the month of Gemini. Humanity is initiated in the month of Gemini, we all know. Mekal is also in Gemini, we know that. And if you look to Master Jwalkul's esoteric astrology, he speaks of this phenomena of the heavenly man imposing himself into you through inhalation and the individual man joining the heavenly man through exhalation. How beautiful it is when we think of this dimension, that with every inhalation he is entering into us and infilling us. And with every exhalation, we are joining him. And this is possible in Visuddhi, provided the throat center is kept extremely clean. Visuddhi means specially pure. Specially pure means the throat center cannot be used except for constructive purposes. Meaning, we have to take to all the regulations of speech. Speech can cause pollution to the throat center. Speech can cause poison at the throat center. Up to poisoning the throat, speech is capable of. Up to bringing out nectar, the Visuddhi center is capable of. That's why in advanced discipleship, speech regulations are of great importance. We have been speaking about speech for so many decades. not to speak untruth, not to be judgmental, not to be critical, not to be manipulative, and not to be diabolic through speeches. That's why it is said always, if a speech is copper, silence is golden. That's what it is. If speech is copper, silence is golden. Which do you prefer? Given an option, we should prefer to be silent than to use speech like a chatterbox. The way humans use speech, the initiates do not. The way humans speak, the initiates do not. Because they use the speech only to utter forth the higher things. And also to relate to the world to the minimum extent possible. Of course, they also engage in pleasantries, but not to the extent of causing damage to the throat center. That cannot happen because throat center is the center of the fifth element, which is Akasha, a dimension of space. There are three dimensions of space, of which at the throat center we meet the first from down below. There are three Akashas. Akasha, Mahadakasha, and Parakasha. Para is beyond. Mahat is the state where from seeming nothingness everything is formed. It is beyond the three qualities. It is beyond the Trinity, Mahat. There is an Akasha there. And then there is an Akasha here. So we need to get more and more associated to the silence in us. When we reach up to the throat center, your mental is silent. That is the quality. When you reach up to the throat center, it is said that you are mentally cool and are silent, and your awareness is more associated with the help of air with that sound of Akasha which is silent. May we speak this silence without breaking it. That's how we say. May the sound I utter reveal the light in me. These are all invocations, isn't it? So the sound that we utter comes from the fifth element, Akasha. And Akasha is full of silence. And that silence has to be realized in every disciple if he is to get into the head portion, which is all divine. Sirshno Jo, who we say, the head is full of the light of consciousness. The upper torso is full of the force of air and fire. The lower torso is a reservoir of water and matter. And these are the primary intelligences that have made this creation and also made our body. And we have to look to them in us. When we build the first bridge from Gemini to from Sagittarius to Leo, the next pair is Gemini to Aquarius, if you recapitulate the teaching. So when you get to Gemini, you get into a great dimension. You rejoice silence more than sound, because there the sound is humming sound, but not the sound as we know. That is what we call the voice of silence. Madame Blavatsky speaks of the voice of silence. That voice of silence is what is called nada. And you are more and more engaged with the song of silence than with any other sound. At the throat center, you continue to work with the same song of double song of inhalation and exhalation. And you experience the silence dimension there. The mind is completely silenced. It's not vocal silence. It's mental silence. But mentally you are silent. There is no such thing as vocal silence because it's already there. And the head is cool and is more and more oriented to the akasha, which has a dimension, a higher dimension relating to it. That's where another bridge, Gemini to Aquarius, we build at Gemini. At Gemini, the airy bridge of Gemini to Aquarius. Aquarius is at the top of the forehead. Aquarius is at the top of the forehead, while Gemini is at the throat. The functioning of Gemini is from the throat center up to the brow center. Up to the brow center. And we are recommended to be predominantly silent mentally and relate more and more to the humming sound of Akasha, which is a feeble, subtle expression of the dual sound of Soham. And Soham leads you further up to the brow center. When you are working with the throat center or Vishuddhi and with silence, what is to be accomplished is neutralization of dualities, which is a great challenge for the personalities. See, personalities carry its their own understanding of good and bad, right and wrong, and there are so many opposing views, opinions. They all have to be synthesized. They have to be synthesized. Gemini divides. Gemini gives analysis. Gemini also gives synthesis. Because it is from synthesis, the analysis descends. It is one that becomes two. It is one that becomes two. And at Gemini center or throat center, whose function is up to your brow center, you shall have to find unity in you. You have to find unity in you, and you should be able to find that kind of synthesis existing in a seeming opposite situation. We speak like parrots, that seeming opposites are complementary to each other, which is true. When two lines cut across, the opposite angles are equal. So we should learn this wisdom of synthesizing the seemingly opposite things. We, the aspirants, As we move forward, we meet more and more and more contraries in life. We think of something, but something else happens. We expect certain things, but certain other things happen. Isn't it? It's a common knowledge. Normally the whole world lives in duality. The whole world lives in duality. But as an advanced aspirant, you don't have to. Because you have raised from matter, from water, you have synthesized fire and air, and touched Akasha, where there is synthesis, so your comprehension grows. Your comprehension grows to synthesize and include and slowly dissolve ది కాన్ఫ్లిక్ట్ ఇన్ యూ, దట్స్ హౌ యూ ఓవర్కమ్ ది ఫోర్త్ రే ఇన్ యూ. వన్ కెనాట్ ఓవర్కమ్ ఫోర్త్ రే అన్లెస్ హీ డిజాల్వ్స్ ది డ్యుయాలిటీ ఇన్ హిమ్. ది డ్యుయాలిటీ కంటిన్యూస్ టు ఎగ్జిస్ట్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ వీ హ్యావ్ ఎక్స్పెక్టేషన్స్ అండ్ ది రిలేటెడ్ డిసప్పాయింట్మెంట్స్. వీ ఆల్ ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ సర్టన్ గుడ్ థింగ్స్ బట్ సర్టన్ అదర్ థింగ్స్ హ్యాపన్. వీ ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ గుడ్ హెల్త్ బట్ నార్మల్లీ వీఆర్ మెట్ విత్ బ్యాడ్ హెల్త్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్, ఆర్ సిక్నెస్. వీ ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ సక్సెస్ వీ గెట్ ఫెయిల్యూర్స్. వీ ఎక్స్పెక్ట్ టు వాక్ ఇన్ టు లైట్ బట్ వీ వాక్ ఇన్ టు డిఫికల్టీస్, ఇజంట్ ఇట్. సో దిస్ ఈజ్ ఆల్ బికాస్ ది వరల్డ్ ఇస్ ఇన్ రియాలిటీ. ఎయిర్ అండ్ ఫైర్, మ్యాటర్ అండ్ వాటర్, దే ఆల్ అగ్రీ ఇన్ ఆకాశ, బట్ యాజ్ బిట్వీన్ దెమ్ దేర్ ఇస్ అపోజిషన్. బట్ వీఆర్ వర్కింగ్ అవుట్ త్రూ యోగా ఇన్ సచ్ ఎ మేనర్ దట్ ఫైర్ అండ్ ఎయిర్ బికమ్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ అండ్ వీ డూ నాట్ టచ్ మ్యాటర్ అండ్ వాటర్ బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇన్ ది లోవర్ సెంటర్ అండ్ ది ఆల్కమీ ఆఫ్ ఫైర్ అండ్ ఎయిర్ విల్ రిడ్రెస్ ది వాటర్ అండ్ మ్యాటర్ ఇన్ యూ. దట్ ఈస్ రాజయోగ. దట్ వై ది సాజిటేరియస్ ఫైర్ ఈజ్ డైరెక్ట్లీ రిలేటెడ్ టు ది లియో ఫైర్. వీ డోంట్ టచ్ సోలార్ ప్లెక్సస్, వీ డోంట్ టచ్ స్ప్లీన్, వీ డోంట్ టచ్ లోవర్ మూలాధార ఇన్ రాజయోగ. వీ స్ట్రేట్ అవే రిలేట్ టు ది హార్ట్ వేర్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ సింథసిస్ వర్క్డ్ అవుట్ త్రూ ప్రాణాయామ వేర్ ఫైర్ అండ్ ఎయిర్ ఫైర్ దేర్ ఫైండ్ దేర్ అగ్రిమెంట్ అండ్ లుక్ టు వర్డ్స్ ఆకాశ. అండ్ వెన్ వీ గెట్ ఇన్ టు ఆకాశ అవర్ జాబ్ ఈజ్ టు సీ దట్ వీ ఓవర్కమ్ ది డ్యుయాలిటీస్ ఇన్ అస్. వీ కెన్ నెవర్ సెట్ ది డ్యుయాలిటీస్ ఇన్ ది వరల్డ్ ఇన్ ది రైట్ ఆర్డర్ బికాస్ ది వరల్డ్ లివ్స్ బై డ్యుయాలిటీ బట్ యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు లివ్ బై డ్యుయాలిటీ. లెట్ ది వరల్డ్ లివ్ ఇన్ డ్యుయాలిటీ బట్ యూఆర్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది డ్యుయల్ వరల్డ్. దట్స్ ది బ్యూటీ అచీవ్ వెన్ యువర్ అవేర్నెస్ ఈజ్ ఫంక్షనింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ థ్రోట్ సెంటర్ టు బ్రో సెంటర్. దట్స్ వెర్ ఇన్ ఎస్ట్రాలజీ వి సే దట్ ది సిక్స్త్ హౌస్ అండ్ ఎయిత్ బిట్వీన్ సిక్స్త్ హౌస్ అండ్ ఎయిత్ హౌస్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఆల్వేస్ ఎ జక్స్టా పొజిషన్ ఫ్రమ్ సిక్స్త్ టు ఎయిత్, ఎయిత్ టు సిక్స్త్. దే ఆర్ ఆల్వేస్ కాంట్రరీస్ అండ్ దే ఆల్వేస్ అప్లై కాంట్రరీ ఎనర్జీస్. వీ కాల్ ఇట్ ఎస్ షష్టాష్టక ఇన్ సాంస్క్రిట్. ప్లానెట్స్ ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ హౌస్ అండ్ ది ప్లానెట్స్ ఇన్ ది ఎయిత్ హౌస్. వెన్ యూ హ్యావ్ ప్లానెట్స్ ఇన్ ది ఎయిత్ హౌస్ దే ట్రబుల్ యూ అండ్ దోస్ ప్లానెట్స్ ఇన్ ది ఎయిత్ హౌస్ దే ఫార్మ్ అగైన్ టువర్డ్స్ అసెండెంట్ దే ఫార్మ్ ది అసెండెంట్ ఈజ్ ది సిక్స్త్ హౌస్ ఫ్రమ్ ది ఎయిత్ హౌస్. ఎయిట్ అండ్ సిక్స్ కాంబినేషన్ ఇన్ ఎస్ట్రాలజీ ఈజ్ ఎ బిగ్ రిడిల్ హౌ టు సాల్వ్ ఇట్. బట్ యోగా సాల్వ్స్ ఇట్ సేయింగ్ దట్ అన్లెస్ మ్యాన్ లిఫ్ట్స్ అప్ హిజ్ అవేర్నెస్ హీ కెనాట్ కమ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ డ్యుయాలిటీస్. ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ప్లానెట్స్ ఇన్ సిక్స్త్ హౌస్ దే టెన్ టు బి ఎయిత్ హౌస్ ప్లానెట్స్ ఇన్ ది రివర్స్ ఆర్డర్. ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ప్లానెట్స్ ఇన్ ఎయిత్ హౌస్ దే టెన్ టు బి సిక్స్త్ హౌస్ ఇన్ ది రివర్స్ ఆర్డర్. సో ఎయిట్ అండ్ సిక్స్ ప్లానెట్స్ గివ్ యూ ది ఇండికేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఏరియాస్ వేర్ యూ సఫర్ ఫ్రమ్ కాన్ఫ్లిక్ట్. దిస్ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ అన్ ఎస్ట్రాలజికల్ డైమెన్షన్ బట్ యోగా సేస్ రిజాల్వ్ దెమ్. అంటిల్ యూ రిజాల్వ్ ది డ్యుయాలిటీ ఇన్ యూ, యూ కెనాట్ ఎంటర్ ది రెల్మ్ ఆఫ్ ది సోల్. ది టాప్ మోస్ట్ పాయింట్ ఫర్ ది పర్సనాలిటీ ఈజ్ ది బ్రో సెంటర్. బిఫోర్ యూ రీచ్ దేర్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు డిజాల్వ్ దెమ్. దేర్ ఈజ్ నో సచ్ థింగ్ యాజ్ లైక్ ఆర్ డిస్లైక్. దేర్ ఇస్ నో సచ్ థింగ్ యాజ్ నెగటివ్ డిజైర్ ఆర్ పాజిటివ్ డిజైర్. దేర్ ఇస్ ఓన్లీ అబ్జర్వింగ్ అండ్ అటెండింగ్ టు థింగ్స్ యాజ్ దే కమ్. అబ్జర్వింగ్ అండ్ అటెండింగ్ టు థింగ్స్ యాజ్ దే కమ్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ డైమెన్షన్ ఆఫ్ లైఫ్ ఓన్లీ దెన్ యూ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు సాల్వ్ ది రిడిల్ రిలేటింగ్ టు యువర్ పర్సనాలిటీ. వితౌట్ దాట్ జెమిని కెనాట్ గెయిన్ ఎ లింక్ టు అక్వేరియస్, బికాజ్ అక్వేరియస్ రిలేట్స్ టు మహత్ ది హయ్యర్ ఎయిర్ ది స్పిరిచువల్ ఎయిర్. జెమిని రిలేట్స్ టు ది మిడ్ ఎయిర్. లిబ్రా రిలేట్స్ టు ది మండేన్ ఎయిర్. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ది డైమెన్షన్స్. సో దేర్ఫోర్ డ్యూయాలిటీ హ్యాస్ టు బి వర్క్డ్ అవుట్ అండ్ ది ఎంటైర్ హ్యుమానిటీ ఈజ్ రూల్డ్ బై జెమిని, ఇజంట్ ఇట్? అండ్ హ్యుమానిటీ రిక్వైర్స్ టు బి ఇనిషియేటెడ్ ఇన్ జెమిని. ఎవరీ ఇనిషియేటెడ్ డిడ్ ఇట్ టు మేక్ యూజ్ ఆఫ్ జెమిని యాజ్ ఎ మీన్స్ టు డిజాల్వ్ ది డ్యూయాలిటీ ఇన్ ది ఆస్పిరెంట్స్. ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి అన్ ఇండివిజువల్ ఎఫర్ట్ డిజాల్వ్ ది డ్యూయాలిటీ ఇన్ యూ. దెన్ యూ సీ బెటర్, దెన్ యూ లిజన్ బెటర్ ఫ్రమ్ హయ్యర్ సర్కిల్స్, దెన్ ది సౌండ్ డిస్టెన్స్ ఇన్ టు యూ ఫ్రమ్ హయ్యర్ సర్కిల్స్. యూ విల్ బి ఏబుల్ టు లిజన్ బెటర్. యూ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ ఇంప్రెషనల్ టీచింగ్, యూ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ ఇంప్రెషనల్ రైటింగ్. యూ సీ హౌ మేడం బెయిలీ కుడ్ రిసీవ్ సో మచ్ విజ్డమ్ బికాస్ హర్ జెమిని సెంటర్ ఈజ్ వెల్ ఇనిషియేటెడ్ అండ్ ది మాస్టర్ ఈజ్ మాస్టర్ జ్వాల్కూల్ హూ ప్రిసైడ్స్ అవర్ జెమిని. సో జెమిని ఈజ్ ఆఫ్ గ్రేట్ ఇంపార్టెన్స్. వీ హ్యావ్ టు క్లియర్ జెమిని టు బిల్డ్ ది నెక్స్ట్ బ్రిడ్జ్ అండ్ ఫర్ దాట్ డ్యూయాలిటీ హ్యాస్ టు బి వర్క్డ్ అవుట్. ఆఫ్టర్ వీ వర్కౌట్ ది డ్యూయాలిటీ అగైన్ ఇన్ జెమిని వీ హ్యావ్ అనదర్ ద ప్రాబ్లమ్ ఫర్ ది హెవెన్లీ మ్యాన్ టు డిసెండ్ ఇన్ టు యూ అండ్ ఫర్ యూ టు జాయిన్ ది హెవెన్లీ మ్యాన్. దట్ ఈజ్ యువర్ ఓన్ పర్సనాలిటీ. దట్ ది సెకండ్ డైమెన్షన్. డిజాల్వ్ యువర్ పర్సనాలిటీ బై రిలేటింగ్ మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ టు ది సాంగ్ ఆఫ్ బ్రెత్ సోహం దట్ ఐఎమ్ దట్ ఐఎమ్. ఇట్స్ నాట్ మీ, ఇట్ ఈస్ దట్ యాజ్ ఐఎమ్. సో దట్ ఐఎమ్ డైమెన్షన్ హ్యాస్ టు బి రియలైజ్డ్. డ్యూయాలిటీ హ్యాస్ టు బి కాన్షియస్లీ న్యూట్రలైజ్డ్ దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపన్స్? ది బాటిల్ ఇన్ అస్ ఈజ్ ఓపెన్డ్ సో దట్ ది ఎనర్జీస్ ఫ్రమ్ అవుట్ సైడ్ కెన్ ఎంటర్ ఇన్సైడ్ ఫ్రీలీ అండ్ ది ఎనర్జీస్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇన్సైడ్ కెన్ జాయిన్ ది ఎనర్జీస్ అవుట్ సైడ్. దట్స్ ది గ్రేట్ వర్క్ ఇన్ జెమిని విచ్ ఈజ్ ఇండికేటెడ్ ఇన్ ఎసోటరిక్ ఆస్ట్రాలజీ. ఇండికేటెడ్ జెమిని Sagittarius axis, a lot is spoken of in esoteric astrology. We should see these bridges, you know, we read these books chapter by chapter, sun by sun sign by sun sign, but we do not build the relations between these signs. There are squares, there are triangles, there are seeming oppositions, and there are sextiles. And everything has its own chemistry. So when Gemini's Sagittarius bridge is built, much is gained to relate to the heavenly man. And how do we do it? It is from Gemini, from Virgo Scorpio as one bridge where we clear. It's a ground clearance, Virgo Scorpio doing service. It's a ground clearance so that your karma allows you. Next step is Sagittarius Leo. Next step is Cancer Capricorn. Next step is Gemini Aquarius. And then the fifth step is Taurus Pisces. We'll cover them slowly. The idea is to give the more than the astrological dimension. I wish to present in the form of yoga so that it is relevant to all. When I do it in the, with astrology, it is relevant to only those who work with astrology. And working with astrology will not let you to yoga. Please know that. Yoga may reveal astrological dimensions, but astrology will not lead you to yoga unless you are also a yoga practitioner. Yoga enables to move upwards in your awareness. More and more you move, in your awareness, more and more synthesis you gain. So therefore, working with respiration, working with the song of the breath, you should be able to experience the sound, the profundity of silence, and also the sound of silence, the sound of akasha, which is called the voice of silence. All this is the work up to Gemini, and you reach up to the Bro Center. Thereafter, you relate to Aquarius. That's where the higher bridge is, which Master CVV speaks. The higher bridge is built. Building the higher bridge is what is called building the vertical from Gemini to Aquarius. Gemini starts here. It's a peak point is in the Bro. From this to Aquarius, when you build the bridge, that is the final bridge by which you link to Mahat and you join the highermost circles and know things as they should be known. As they should be known. So that higher bridge is possible by building the vertical. That's why Master CVV says vertical levels, higher bridge. These are all things relating to that point in Bro Center beyond Ajna to higher Ajna. That is possible when we link up these related centers. There are so many centers on your way, very few are revealed in the books. But when you walk the path, you meet center after the center. And then the word, the sound, soham, it tends to be om. It tends to be om. And this is what you hear there. Don't think you utter. There is no uttering of sound in the whole game. It was only listening to the sound. Be it soham, it is listening. Be it om, it is uttering. Our uttering om is but a kindergarten activity to relate to the om, which is happening in us. Om happens in us from highermost center to the lowest center, and in different states it can be differently heard also. So soham is one step, om is the final step, and that is unuttered om, which is eternally happening in you, which is also happening in this space. And that bridge which we gain between Gemini and Aquarius concludes your work. And for all that, the thrust comes from Sagittarius. That's the beauty. That's why Sagittarius is given so much importance in the Vedic wisdom. This is Sagittarius is everything, because there has to be always the upthrust. There has to be the required aspiration. It has to be fiery. If you put off the stove half the way, the dish does not cook. The fire should always be there, and it should cause the needed light in Leo, and then the Leo light, and then the air in Anahata, which is called Samavaha. Samavaha. Please refer to earlier teachings, because the teachings are always progressive. In Spain, I spoke about the seven Maruts, and they are published. Though not edited, they are published. So they can be looked to, because the seven airs that function in us, the air, Samvaha, Udvaha, Parivaha, Paravaha, all these airs are in the upper regions. So these airs, they get connected and push you up further and further. The push comes from Sagittarius, please remember. Until you are fulfilled, your aspiration must be on. That means you cannot put off the thrust that comes from Sagittarius. That's the beauty. The thrust coming from Sagittarius is your fiery aspiration, which leads you to relate to pranayama regularly. వీ నో అబౌట్ ప్రాణాయామ బట్ నాట్ ఈవెన్ 1% విల్ డూ ప్రాణాయామ బికాస్ ది ఔటర్ వరల్డ్ బైండ్స్ దెమ్ విత్ సో మెనీ అదర్ థింగ్స్ బట్ ఇఫ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు వర్క్ విత్ ది హార్ట్ సెంటర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ వర్కింగ్ విత్ ప్రాణాయామ విత్ రెస్పిరేషన్ బికాస్ అనాహత ఈజ్ ది ఫోర్త్ సెంటర్ ఎయిర్ ఈజ్ ది ఫోర్త్ ఎలిమెంట్ అండ్ ఎయిర్ ది ఫైర్ ఇన్ యూ విచ్ ఈజ్ యువర్ ఆస్పిరేషన్ షుడ్ జాయిన్ ది ఎయిర్ ఇన్ యూ అండ్ ది వేదాస్ ఈజ్ ఎయిర్ ఈజ్ ది నెక్స్ట్ గురు టు యూ వన్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ గెయిన్ ది ఫైర్ ఆఫ్ ఆస్పిరేషన్ ఎయిర్ ఈజ్ యువర్ నెక్స్ట్ గురు నమస్తే వాయు త్వమేవ ప్రత్యక్షం బ్రహ్మాసి ఓ ఎయిర్ యు ఆర్ మై ఇమీడియట్ డైరెక్ట్ పర్సెప్షన్ ఆఫ్ గురు లీడ్ మీ ఇన్ టు హైయర్ రీజియన్స్ ఎయిర్ లీడ్స్ యూ టు ఆకాశ దేర్ ఫోర్ వర్కింగ్ విత్ అన ఫ్రమ్ అనాహత టు విశుద్ధి ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు హ్యాపన్ అండ్ గెయిన్ ది సైలెన్స్ అండ్ దెన్ ఓవర్కమ్ ది డ్యుయాలిటీస్ వర్క్ విత్ ది పర్సనాలిటీ టు మేక్ షూర్ దట్ యు ఆర్ ఇంపర్సనల్ దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎ మేజర్ వర్క్ ఇన్ దట్ ప్రాసెస్ యూ లెర్న్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ సైన్సెస్ ఫ్రమ్ అనాహత టు విశుద్ధి లాట్ ఆఫ్ సైన్సెస్ ఆర్ ల్యాండ్ ఇన్ యోగా దే ఆర్ నాట్ సపరేట్లీ ల్యాండ్ యువర్ బీయింగ్ మూవింగ్ ఇన్ టు హయ్యర్ సర్కిల్స్ ఫైండ్స్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ వే టు ల్యాండ్ థింగ్స్ ఇంట్యూషనల్లీ అండ్ థింగ్స్ రివీల్ టు యూ దట్స్ వే ది వే యోగా హెల్ప్స్ టు రిలేట్ టు విజ్డమ్ అదర్వైజ్ డూ నాట్ దిస్ ఈజ్ మై ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ మై ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్లీ త్రూ యోగా యూ కెన్ వాక్ ఇన్ టు ఎవ్రీ బ్రాంచ్ ఆఫ్ విజ్డమ్ ఇఫ్ యూ విష్ టు ఇట్స్ నాట్ విజ్డమ్ దట్ ఈస్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ రీచింగ్ ది ట్రూత్ అండ్ ఆన్ ది వే వాట్ ఎవర్ విజ్డమ్ యూ విష్ టు లెర్న్ విచ్ ఈజ్ నీడెడ్ ఫర్ యూ ఇట్ రివీల్స్ టు యూ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ టు లెర్న్ ఆల్ బ్రాంచెస్ ఆఫ్ విజ్డమ్ అండ్ ఇఫ్ యూ బ్రాంచ్ ఆఫ్ టు యర్ విజ్డమ్ యు ఆర్ డైవర్టింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది పాత్ ఆఫ్ యోగా ఇఫ్ యూఆర్ బ్రాంచింగ్ ఆఫ్ టు ఇంటూ యర్ సైన్స్ యూఆర్ డ్రిఫ్టింగ్ అవే ఫ్రమ్ ది యోగా పాత్ దట్స్ వై ది స్క్రిప్చర్స్ సే దట్ యూ షుడ్ ఫస్ట్ నో యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ ఆన్ ది వే వాట్ ఎవర్ సైన్సెస్ యూ నీడ్ టు నో యూ నో అండ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు యువర్ పర్పస్ ది సైన్సెస్ విల్ రివీల్ టు యూ ఇన్స్టెడ్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ లెర్నింగ్ దెమ్ ఇన్ ఎ లెబోరియస్ మేనర్ ఇట్ నీడ్ నాట్ హ్యాపన్ అండ్ దిస్ వర్క్ హ్యాపన్స్ ఫ్రమ్ హార్ట్ టు బ్రో సెంటర్ అండ్ దెన్ యూ టెన్ టు బి మోర్ అండ్ మోర్ ఇంపర్సనల్ దట్స్ ఎ గ్రేట్ అల్టిమేట్ క్రైసిస్ యూ మేట్ ఇన్ జెమిని ది క్రైసిస్ ఇన్ జెమిని ఈజ్ డ్యుయాలిటీ ది క్రైసిస్ ఇన్ జెమిని ఈజ్ పర్సనాలిటీ అన్లెస్ డ్యుయాలిటీ ఈజ్ న్యూట్రలైజ్డ్ అండ్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఈజ్ అట్యూన్డ్ విత్ ది సోల్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఈజీ ఫర్ పర్సనాలిటీ టు సబ్మిట్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ టు ది సోల్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్వేస్ ది పర్సనాలిటీ దట్ షోస్ అప్ ఇట్ హ్యాస్ టు బి మేడ్ సబ్సర్వియంట్ టు ది పర్పసెస్ ఆఫ్ ది సోల్ దట్స్ వేర్ వర్కింగ్ విత్ ది యాక్టివిటీ ఆఫ్ బ్రింగింగ్ ఇన్ ది హెవెన్లీ మ్యాన్ ఇన్ టు యూ త్రూ ఇన్హలేషన్ అండ్ జాయినింగ్ ది హెవెన్లీ మ్యాన్ విత్ ది హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ ఎక్సలేషన్ కెన్ బి ఏ ప్రాక్టీస్ సి ఈచ్ టైమ్ వెన్ ఎస్టర్డే ఐ డిక్టేటెడ్ సర్టన్ థింగ్స్ టు సాందీప్ అండ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ ట్రైంగ్ టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ ఐ మే నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ ఆల్ థింగ్స్ బట్ యూ మే లుక్ టు ది పేపర్ అండ్ లుకింగ్ టు ది పేపర్ విల్ నాట్ హెల్ప్ యూ బికాస్ వాట్ ఐ టాక్ నౌ సప్లిమెంట్స్ ఇట్ అండ్ సమ్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ సింపుల్ థింగ్స్ విచ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ సెడ్ ఇన్ ది పేపర్ ఐ మే నాట్ హ్యావ్ సెడ్ నౌ So the paper, I thought, is also helpful to supplement what is said here because I don't have the habit of looking into paper and speaking, as you all know over years. If I look to paper, I get into the progress will be much slow. Therefore, work between heart and Leo and Gemini, between ది ఫోర్త్ లేయర్ ఆఫ్ హార్ట్ లోటస్ అండ్ దెన్ అప్ టు ది బ్రో సెంటర్ ఇన్ యువర్ ఓన్ బీయింగ్ విత్ ది హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ respiration and pulsation relating to the song of Soham, and tend to be more and more with it. Cool down your mind. Let your mind gain that kind of silence, and in that silence you can synthesize many things. In silence much is synthesized. In speech nothing is synthesized. Mind is meant to divide. Please note that. Mind is meant to divide, to know and to do things in the objectivity. But in the reverse process, we have to take the other techniques. Just like when Pythagoras said, two numbers that do not agree, they agree in the higher number, isn't it? Lower numbers agree in the higher. So when there is disagreement, it means it is at a lower state. When you get into the higher state, you get in agreement with everything. You find agreement with everything. That's the beauty of finding agreement with all that is surrounding you, and you would no more criticize the world. Please note, a man of discipleship never criticizes the world. The world is ruled by cosmic deity, which is male, female. You don't have to comment upon it. It is doing its own job. You are trying to find a way towards the cosmic deity by adapting to certain ways. And on the way, there is a discipline that you get into, that you do not indulge in commenting the world, in commenting the governments, in commenting the leaders. It doesn't work for us. Let them do their job, we do our job. We go beyond the criticism. We grow beyond all conflicting thoughts. We grow beyond all conflicting and contrary concepts. And we relate to the lighter things. Instead of doing such things, we can relate to the paintings of Nicola Roerich. They are very silent, but they speak a lot. The hundreds of paintings that Nicola Roerich, when you regularly relate to from time to time at the rate of 15 minutes a day, they lead you into the realms of light, realms of Akasha, supply you the silence, isn't it? The silence that you look for is there in the pictures of Nicola Roerich. Our minds are busy, so we don't look at them even. Beautiful YouTube presentations are made and the paintings are all over. Though initially they were regulated and controlled, in the Aquarian age not much can be controlled, so all is out. You can relate to the light, to the color, to the sky, to the silence of the sky. So many things are there. The paintings of initiates are totally different from other paintings. Please remember, those paintings are live and they supply the required energies to harmonize us. So we should get into them, work with them, build the bridge. Build the bridge. See, the bridge up to Bro Center is one. The bridge from Bro Center is another. That's where you will be led to the Most High by the Gemini Aquarius bridge, which is represented by a bro mark. You see on the forehead of Mastrika a bro mark. It's a tradition in India followed by Vaishnavites. The bro mark is indicative that I am working to realize the higher bridge. God knows if they really do it or not. But the bro mark remains on the head. I don't advocate a bro mark to you. I would like you to work with the higher bridge. To work with the higher bridge, your throat has to be completely replaced. That's why they say in masonry, the throat is cut, the tongue is pulled out, the head is replaced, and the body is thrown to vultures. It's another dimension. So what is important is you can't go on speaking the same quality of speech which you have been speaking if you wish to be on the path of discipleship. Your speech has to turn into a magnetic one, a transmitting one, a speech that can harmonize, a speech that can elevate, a speech that alleviates others from suffering. Those are the speeches. But not making comments and speaking about other persons, judgmental, critical, diabolical, manipulative, untruthful. That's all real filth of speech from the standpoint of discipleship. And we have to take to it. If we have to move into the head, don't fancy that we have moved into the head, unless and whether we have moved into the head or not is clearly seen by our own speeches. Isn't it? May the light in me be the light before me. May I learn to see it in all. When you speak, I know what light you hold. When I speak, you know what light I hold. May we learn to see it in all. May the sound I utter reveal the light in me. The quality of light that you carry, or your awareness, is the quality of silence that you carry. And that silence, the akasha is filled with sound. The sound I utter reveals the light in me. We don't have to worry when the other man speaks. Whatever he speaks, you can really clearly see from what state of awareness he is speaking. Isn't it? So working with Gemini is a great responsibility, and we have to do it if we have to move. If we have to move into the head, speech is one dimension, duality is one dimension, and then personality is another dimension. So therefore, we have to be much more tight-belted when we do our practices during the day. And as age advances, you should be able to find more and more leisure with you, not more and more work outside. Working outside is not discouraged, but how long? You should have to simplify it and start working inside. And when you work inside, there is a point only up to which you work. Thereafter, it works for you. It works for you. Only when you achieve pranayama and pratyahara, this process of moving upwards is called pratyahara. When that happens, you can relax, witness and enjoy and see how it is all happening with the help of respiration. So we continue in the next class. There are two more dimensions which I still wish to inform about Sagittarius. That's about Hayagriva, the horse-headed deity, which also relates to Sagittarius. I also wish to reiterate to you in a simple manner the steps involved in the journey of the great bird Garuda, whose constellation is also in Sagittarius. The story of Sagittarius I have informed in 95 in the form of the story of Garuda, the great bird, the pulsating principle which leads you and lets you to be the friend of the divine. These two dimensions are also posited in Sagittarius. Unless I speak of them, I won't be doing justice to Anshuman Aditya. This Anshuman Aditya is a great dimension. That's why the Purana says he is a representative sample of all the 12 sun signs, 12 Adityas. And even Krishna says, I am Sagittarius among all the 12 sun signs. Therefore, next week when I speak, I continue these dimensions. Thereafter, we will think of a question-answer session. Then you can come back with all your questions on Scorpio, Vishnu Aditya, and then Anshuman Aditya. We will continue our journey as long as this throat permits me to respond to you. Thank you, one and all. And I thank Srikakulam Brotherhood. Tomorrow again I will relate to them. I told them to cooperate with me so that I continue my work in relation to our brothers and sisters in the West. They have been very cooperative. Of course, no one in our groups would object to anywhere that I lead you in the process of teaching. And I am very glad that the Srikakulam Brotherhood are saved from a huge cyclone. It has moved further north, and we also pray that no one should be affected by the cyclone. As it goes further and further, it is getting weakened. It's a good news for us that this weekend, where it is expected that we would have failure of light, electricity, and then submergence of streets, houses, nothing has happened. It was supposed to happen from yesterday evening, but now it is all calm and still as the silence that we are speaking in the Visuddhi Center. I'll get back to you next Saturday to conclude about Anshuman Aditya, which is a supplementary to what is already said in the sun signs coming from Master E.K. and Master Jwalkur. Those two are our fundamental books. We should learn to relate between the sun signs and relate between the planetary rods and see what kind of chemistry that they bring in and what are the right connections and what are the wrong connections. Wrong connections will shock you. In spirituality, people get into wrong understandings and also get affected even mentally when they take to wrong connections. But the masters are there to give us the right guidance. It's all said, even Blavatsky said these things in secret doctrine, but it is difficult for you to locate them. Initially, things were said in secret doctrine. They were analyzed in spiritual astrology and also in esoteric astrology. More and more repeated, the teaching is repeated. The idea is that it comes nearer to a common aspirant so that they practice. So today I let you to a vertical from Leo to Gemini and from there a connection to Aquarius, which I have to still speak, because Aquarius is what we call in India Benares, Kashi, that's the center in us. People go to Benares, but they don't know what they do there, because the Kashi center is in you. That has to be realized. When that is realized, all is realized. We will get to those dimensions, and I thank you for bearing with me. As I started, the voice was not really good, but slowly the voice cooperates and the speech comes out, and whatever is to be said was only said half, because Hayagriva still remains, Garuda still remains. I'll speak to them, and in the meanwhile you get familiar with what is said in these papers. Don't look to grammar in this, because it is a fast dictation to Sandeep. He types out and gives it to you. It's only to have a preliminary paper, some understanding. It would be elaborated in the class, because we are not making a book out of it. I am more concerned about your understanding of things than preparing books and then storing them in the almirahs. This is much better way of relating. We continue to relate. Thank you, one and all. Namaskar.